your upline. I am Ambassador Diamond with It Works. And I'm so excited that you guys chose to plug in tonight to your business and just hear from our special guest. I know that I've been telling everybody that we have a special agent, and I'm so excited that you chose to accept your mission. So without further ado, I want to make sure everybody has a notebook and a pen handy. If there's a napkin or a paper towel that you have to write on, it doesn't matter. You want to take notes and you want to learn from one of the leaders in our industry. I'm so honored and I'm so excited to have Mike Petillo on the line. So many times we talk about with this business that we're not just a company that tells you that you can make really great income and that you can really be very successful with this company, but not show you how to do it, because we do. And we have leaders within our organization that care about you and that choose to take time out of their personal life to help you guys plug in and grow your income. So thank you very much, Mike. You're on the line. I know that. So thank you so much for being on the call.
Hey, thank you for having me, Nikki. I am excited to be here. You and Chris are absolutely just doing a fantastic job. Your team is doing awesome, and I tell you, what a month. It's already, I think, the 22nd or 23rd of October. You know, we're right in the middle of, you know, a major, major promotion, and people are, you know, they're working their tails off because they see, you know, the end in sight, that reward, getting in Success from Home magazine, and I'm just excited to be here tonight.
It is such a cool, crazy opportunity. I mean, not only do we have an amazing company to really grow paychecks beyond imagination, incomes that people only dreamt of before, but now we have this really cool promotion for recognition, something that we can use for third-party credibility. I love the Success from Home contest. I know that last year I was inspired, and I was, in as one of the top 16 money earners, but really, I didn't even think I had a shot. It's so funny because so many times we underestimate where we are with this organization, but until I got a call from you saying, you better gun it and you better give it all you got because you're in the running, it wasn't something that really pushed me. And so I think it's really, I think it's important for everybody to know that they have a really good shot at getting into this magazine and just all of the cool things to come for their business.
That's absolutely, you know, and what's cool, you know, something I want to share tonight on the call, and, you know, I'm over here right now. We're actually having a mastermind at Mark Pentecost, our CEO's home, and, you know, and just thinking about stuff. And it started spurring my thinking a little bit about this call, and I've got another call to do about 10 o'clock with another organization. And, you know, what's interesting about this industry, you know, everybody on this call, you are involved in It Works Global. We are in a network marketing direct sales company, and it's unlike any other company, any other industry that you'll ever find. And here's why. People always ask, you know, because I say some things sometimes to jar people, and they say, well, prove it. Well, here's what I want you to understand. It goes right along with what Nikki was just talking about with the promotion, and that is this. If you want to become an airline pilot, you need a lot of skill sets. If you want to become a race car driver, you need to become very skilled at driving cars. If you want to be a deep sea oil, you know, driller, you need to have a lot of skill sets. If you want to be a fishing boat captain, you know, I'm looking over the Manatee River in Florida right now, you know, and I see some boats going up, even though it's dark, you know, they got the lights out there. And, you know, if you want to be a fisherman, you need a lot of skill sets. But here's the interesting part, and It Works. Here's the great thing. The playing field is completely leveled, because I don't care what your background is. I don't care what your age is. You can be from 18 to 80, and you're the young revolution. You're young in this company. 18 to 80, anywhere in between, you're still a youngin'. And I don't care what your background is. I don't care what your past is. I don't care, you know, what your parents did for a living. I don't care what you did for a living. I don't care what you didn't do for a living. I don't care about any of your skill sets. You see, and It Works, yes, you have to have a few skill sets, and we're going to talk about that tonight. But more importantly than skill sets, you must have the right mindset. If you don't have the right mindset, the odds of your success here is very, very low. You know, Nikki, I think one thing Nikki likes about me is that I tell it straight. Sometimes people can't handle it because they go, well, wait a second. You mean if I don't have the right mindset, I may not make money in Network Global? That's exactly what I'm thinking. You have to have the right mindset. Now, what is that right mindset? Well, I believe the mindset you have to start with, and Nikki just proved it, is that you have to know why you're in this business before you know how. The skill sets are the how. The why is why are you going to work extra hard during this month and next month to get in the magazine? Ultimately, there's a reward that you benefit by, you know, getting in with 10 or going to a whole nother level or earning the good bonus for the first time or getting in the top 20. So you get in the magazine, that's a reward. But the question is, why? What are your goals? What are your dreams? What are your desires to do with the money that you're going to make? You know, it can't just be a title. You can't just be thinking, I want to hit diamond and then I'll be happy, right? What are you going to do with that extra $2,000, $2,500 a month when you hit diamond? You know, a bonus is going to be to get in the magazine, but how's that going to change your life? You have to know why before you know how. You have to have the mindset that I can know how to talk to people. I can know everything about this crazy rat thing. I can know all the skill sets, talk to people, but if I don't ultimately have the right mindset, I'm probably never going to have enough gumption and oomph to go out and take the time consistently to talk to people. You know, somebody asked me the other day, and they said, they tried to prove me wrong, and they said, you know, let's take an airline pilot. I said, okay, you're in the cockpit. Mike, you're gonna fly this plane, and I turn on the engine, and I put the accelerator down, and the plane starts going. You've never had a pilot lesson in your life, and I throw you in a copy of your dreams, your whys. That can help you fly the plane? I said, well, no, it wouldn't. Or if I threw you in a mindset book to really get your mind right, the positive mindset about how, you know, the mindset you have to be in to fly a plane. That can help you fly the plane? No, not really. And went on and on a few other things. And he said, you see, the right mindset really doesn't work. I said, well, actually, probably, if I didn't have a dream and a goal to actually fly the plane, I never would be in the plane in the first place, right? You don't need to sit in the cockpit of a plane unless you have a dream to be a pilot. And I think our business is the same way. If your mindset isn't, I want this after I do this. And let me explain on that. You get in the business because you have a need to fulfill in your life. You want a new car. You have debt you want to pay off. You want to set up a college fund for your kids. You want to give to charity. You want to fire your boss. You want to bring your spouse home from a job that they dread every day. You see, what that's going to do is put you in the right mindset because you know why. And then you're going to have enough oomph. You're going to have enough drive, enough desire to go and spend time to learn the skill sets on how to blitz, on how to complete our steps to success. I firmly believe, you know, tonight has been really heavy on my mind, on my heart, that you have to have the right mindset, and it works global, before you have the right skill sets. Because if you don't have the right mindset, you won't take the time to consistently implement the right skill sets that it takes to have success, and it works global. So let's start with the right mindset. You know, Nikki, I'm big on, you know, obviously mindset and the goals and the dreams and the desires. And, you know, our CEO, Mark Pentecost, he tells a very true story that there was a friend of his that wanted, you know, a new car. He wanted this new car more than he could ever want anything else in his life. And he took a picture and put the picture of that new car on his mirror. And I firmly believe that when you want something, first you have to decide what you want. You know, because if you don't know why, the how doesn't matter. So what I would tell you to do first is decide what you want. This gentleman wanted a new car. Once you decide what you want, I would suggest you take the top three things that you want, because you may want 20 things, but at least take the top three and put them in some sort of visual format. If you want a car, cut out the picture of the car, or go down to the car dealership and sit in the car and smell that new car smell. I went to a car dealership this weekend, and Tiffany was picking out a different car, a new car, and you didn't have to open the door. You could smell that new car scent. And there's just something about that smell, man. It just smells so good. You know, go and get that real feeling and get a picture of that car that you want, if that's what your goal is, and put that on your bathroom mirror. If you want something else, get a visual of that. If you've got debt, let's say you have credit card debt, make a copy of your credit card statement and, you know, white out what your current debt is and put 0.00. Put a picture on that on your bathroom mirror. It has to be visual. Some people learn differently from visual, but most of us are impacted visually, so put it on your mirror. I would recommend you take those same three things, those same three objects, those same three pictures, and get radical with it. Put it on your steering wheel. You know what? When I was driving a Mazda, like this guy wanted a new car, he probably wasn't driving what he liked. When I was driving a Mazda, I put a Mercedes picture of a car on my steering wheel of my Mazda. I also put a couple other pictures. And some people laughed and said, oh, you're not going to do that. You can't get that, just like the guy that put his picture of his car on his bathroom mirror. And I also believe you keep it on yourself. You keep something on you to remind you of what you want. You may not have a picture of everything on you, but when I was first getting involved in this industry, this profession of network marketing, I had a little pebble, just a little bitty rock that I put in my shoe. And every time I would walk, I'd just barely feel it, but it would just make me a little uncomfortable. And I know that I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to be comfortable. That rock reminded me of that because I got up every morning looking at that mirror, looking at that Mercedes on my Mazda steering wheel. Very visual, very powerful. But that little pebble reminded me of those things, just like the guy in the story. People laughed at him. His own wife laughed at him. Said, you're not going to get that car. That's an expensive luxury car. People at his work, when he'd tell them, I'm going to have this car, they'd say, you're working a 9-to-5 job. You're not going to do this. But he had started, you know, part-time in the network marketing profession. After all that, after being it very visual, you know, in his car, having the new emblem of what he wanted, of what he knew he was going to drive, having a very visual on the bathroom mirror and keeping something on him to remind him of what he wanted to drive him to make that extra phone call, to do the skills that it takes consistently. A few months later, he pulled up in his driveway with that exact brand new car. The next morning he got up. That's a true story. We're not going to mention names, but the next morning he got up. On that bathroom mirror, his car was removed and a picture of a diamond ring was in its place. So sometimes the right mindset you have to have before other people can have it as well. You have to borrow beliefs sometimes. You know, you may hear Nikki and some other team members and Chris on their teams that are a little bit farther along than you. They may not be any better than you. They may be better than you, but more than likely they have the right mindset. They've put in more time, and they're going consistently in building their business daily. So you may have to borrow a little bit of their belief. You may say, this, my guy sounds crazy. Pictures on my bathroom mirror, what? But here's what I can tell you. Do a few things to get your mindset right, to get your mind on what you want consistently. Pretty soon, when you don't want to go blitzing and putting 10 blitz cards out a day or one success magazine in play, it'll trigger and you'll say, you know what? No, I'm going to do it. I have to do it. Because I want whatever you want so bad. You know, people used to always laugh about the commitment that I always gave to my business. You know, I would go out and I would work when others wouldn't because I wanted things so bad. There were times, and there were, you know, one Christmas Eve, I remember, I recruited multiple people into my business on Christmas Eve. Why? Because I had big dreams, big desires. I knew why I was doing this business. Other people had taken off. Their dreams maybe weren't as real as what mine were. But I went all the way up to that final hour and worked my tail off. Why? Because I knew what I wanted. I had the right mindset to go do it. And then the skills, that's the easy part. You simply have to learn three simple steps of our steps to success, which, you know, your leaders can share those with you. But, you know, you're joining the process. You're getting 4 loyal customers your first 30 days. You're going Ruby your first 30 days. I believe each of you, once you know why, and it burns, I mean, it just burns you up inside that you don't have it yet, you'll finish those three steps to success in your first 30 days. That's your goal. And I absolutely see people doing it over and over and over and over. So get your mindset right. Know why before you know how. Too many times people come in this business, come in at Works Global, and they say, well, how do I do this? Well, how do I do that? Well, how should I do this? How should I follow up after a party? How should I do that? And I just tell people, stop. I want to know why you invested your hard-earned money, $99, $499 for the booster, $80 BVLers. I want to know why you did that. And when you do that for your team, it's magical for two reasons. Number one, you probably won't do it for your team unless you do it for yourself first. So you got to do it for yourself. If you've been in the business a year, 2 years, 3 years, and you haven't done it, just do it tonight. Start tonight. Day, not tomorrow, right? TNT. Today, not tomorrow. Find out why you want this business. Make it visual. Put it on your bathroom mirror. Put it in your car and put something on you to remind you. Maybe it's short-term goals. Maybe it's that magazine promotion that's going on right now. And maybe you're saying, you know what? I don't know if that magazine is for me. You know what? Here's what I can promise you. If you don't realize it's for you, it is. Because it's going to do more for your business than you can imagine. You've got involved in Works Global for a reason. Get the exposure. Show people it's possible. You can get in the magazine by November 30th by having 10 people enroll and become qualified. You can get in the magazine by becoming a diamond, earning that good bonus for the first time. If you're a diamond, a double diamond, a triple diamond, a presidential diamond, and you increase your rank just one level, you can go two or three, that's fine, but if you do just one, you're in the magazine. And then we've got people that have been in a while, and they're working, you know, working their way up to compete in the top 20 income earners during the month of October and November. But pick the category of the magazine that you're going to be in. That may be one of your short-term goals. Pick the category that you are going to be in. And then everything you do the rest of October and November should support that. Put it on your bathroom mirror. Put it on your car. Keep something on yourself. You know why now. It's a short-term goal. Get your team to do the same thing. Every team member that you spend your time with, if they don't have the category of the magazine that they're going to be in, you shouldn't spend time with them during October and November. Let me repeat that. If you are working with your team members and you call them up after you've told them what I'm telling you right now, Nikki's telling everybody, you got to get in the magazine, you got to get in the magazine, you got to get in the magazine. I should be able to call you up. See, I can call Nikki up. I can say, Nikki, what part of the magazine are you going to be in? She's going to say, I'm going to be in the top 20. She's going to know what she knows. Knows what she knows, right? They know it. So I should be able to call anybody up on my team that I'm going to take my hard-earned time. You know what? I've earned my 24 hours a day. I want to spend it wisely, and you should too. So put it out to your team. What part, what category, what part of the promotion are they going to be in? And if they can't tell you during the month of October, November, go find somebody who will tell you. Go find somebody who will partner up for 40, 45 days to change their life. You know, Nikki, sometimes I get going because I'm passionate about something. I just believe that, you know, you got a fantastic team. They're very laser focused. And I'm telling a lot of them things they already know. But there's probably some people on this call. You know, maybe they're newer and they've run up against some hurdles. They got into a funk, as I like to call it. You know, they've had some people tell them no, or they had some people that, you know, didn't get a positive result on the wrap or whatever it may be. And they're kind of swaying right now. Here's what I'm telling you to do. Why are you in this business? Decide why. And every new person that you personally sponsor, ask them their why and you write it down. Because you can help keep them accountable. This is a real business. Sometimes people forget because it only costs $99 and ADBV to get involved, that they treat it like $99. But in turn, we have people, you know, that are absolutely changing their life, not only financially, but, I mean, just so many ways off the $99 startup. So treat it like you put in $1 million because people here have the ability to make CEO money off a $99 startup. You have the ability to do that. But you have to know that you want to do that. Nikki, hopefully I've shared something tonight to get the right mindset. Focus the next 40 to 45 days, so the end of November 30th, on two things. Find your why. Get your mindset right to find your why. The skill sets can come later. Get your mindset right. You know what? Because the reality is 90% of the things that we do or what we think about, 10% is how we act upon it. So you have to think. You have to get the right mindset right. Get your goals. Decide what they are. And part of this promotion is getting in this magazine. So deciding what category I'm going to be in. Let your sponsor know, I'm in with 10. I'm doing it. And then ask the people that you sponsor, what category are they going to be in? And then write that down and keep them accountable. Accountability is a fantastic thing. So if you know why, you know the category you're going to be in, you're only going to spend time with those who are willing to do the same thing, you've got to run a 40, 45 days, whatever the time frame is here, to put all of your energy and effort into those handful of people in your organization and go for the magazine. I always say go for no, right? Go for as many people that tell you no because you're that closer to the yes. You're going to go for no, everybody. So, Nikki, I hope maybe that's jarred some people that right now it's time to take action. It's not time to sit back. It's not time to teach and to train if you're brand new in a leadership position. Now it's time to lead by example. So hopefully that's been able to, you know, get through to at least one person to say, you know what, this is what I'm doing for the next 40, 45 days, and I know why, and they're going to continue that process to put that on their bathroom mirror, put it on their car, keep something on them to remind them of why they joined this business. And, Nikki, we've got the skill sets, the blitzing, the parties, the tools. We can show them that. But the odds of them sticking to that without having that right mindset are slim to none. So hopefully that's been able to help some members on your team tonight. If you got a couple questions for me, I'm happy to answer those.
Most definitely. I know that my mind is reeling because I hope that you guys are all really – really listening, like really focusing, because he really touched on a lot of things. But we do share that. I mean, you have to set your goals. You have to see it, believe it, and then you're going to be it. And he talks a little bit, and I'm so glad, Mike, that you touched on interest versus commitment. You know, the fact that sometimes people get interested, but, you know, that certainly doesn't keep them going. And if somebody is committed, and that means that they're going to run their business no matter what, that means that they're going to get up in the morning, and they're going to recognize their why, and then they're going to take those action steps. Because certainly, intention is nothing without action. And so they're going to look at that, be reminded as to why they are committed into running their business. And I think you touched on a really good point, too, is get with your team. I just had some girl ask me the other day, how do I get my team to do what I'm doing? And I said, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? First of all, we have to set that foundation and get that why down and get those goals going. Make yourself accountable and see if you're committed. And then what you do is you find out who on your team is committed and willing to work with you. And those who don't have enough gumption to figure out why they're doing this, those are the people that are not left behind, but they're not the ones that you're running with right now. And we do have urgency with this company. We have urgency right now. And the cool thing about this magazine, not only are you going to get that third-party recognition, you're going to be really an idol, a rock star to people around you. Do not be amazed that people are going to come and think you're some amazing superstar when you are in that magazine. But you're going to show your team that you are leading by example. So I thank you so much for all of the good food for thought. And I will open it up so that way people can get a really quick chance to ask you some questions. So just one second. I will unmute the call.
You know, while you're doing that, Nikki, I'll say one thing. You said something. But you said some people are. Oh, we got some people talking. There we go. They're muted. You know, you said something that, you know, the magic question, the million-dollar question is, how do I get my team to do what I'm doing? And I think it goes back to right now. You know, I put something on Facebook. I think it was yesterday. It was really close to my heart because I found myself all of a sudden I was committing to all these things. And I said, you know what? I've got a new priority until November 30th, and that is to have less priorities. You know, my new priority is to have less priorities until November 30th. And I said, focus is saying no. So to the young lady who said, how do I get my team to do that? If your team is not willing you know, use the promotion for an example. If they're not willing to say what category they're going to be in, like Nikki said, they're not going to get left behind. They may come along and be your best leader, but right now you got to focus on people that are willing to do what they need to do by November 30th. And if you turn around and nobody's willing to do that, find some new people. Everybody I run into, Nikki, probably like that young lady, they want to tighten, tone, and firm and see results in 45 minutes. So sometimes you have to give birth to some new legs, a new organization, and lead by example. So, you know, hopefully that'll help her, because that's what it takes right now. Focus saying no to those who want to take your time but aren't willing to do what it takes in a short period of time for the goal of the magazine or whatever it may be.
Most definitely. We definitely need to keep our eyes peeled for those that are like-minded, like us, for sure, and that don't want to be dragged along but want to be prompted along. So, okay, just one second here. All right, and I'm just going to ask if you could mute your phone if you have a lot of background noise, please. Does anybody have a question for Mike?
I have a question. This is Devin.
Okay.
Hey, I was wondering if the company continues to do things like this. Like, this is something that just goes until November 31st, but do they continue to run promotions to push you for those short-term goals?
Absolutely. This is a big promotion. This is something that, you know, Success Magazine actually reaches out to us and they say, hey, we'd like to feature you. So this is the second promotion in a year that we've actually done this Success from Home magazine. But, you know, there's constant promotions going on that people can take advantage of. For instance, the good bonus. You know, the good bonus is extended till the end of the year right now. You know, you've got the ability as a brand new distributor, you have 3 calendar months. If you join between now and December 31st, you have 3 calendar months to earn an extra $10,000. Now, that's for new people. But for existing people that are already in the business, they say, well, how do I get my $10,000? Well, the way you get your $10,000 is you utilize that promotion. The good bonus is the best promotion this company has ever done, bar none, no question. So if you use that promotion to drive your new people, to drive the people that are joining your organization, dig down deep, find those hungry people, the way you make your $10,000 is by helping other people get their $10,000, and your bonus check is going to absolutely skyrocket because you're focused on helping other people get their goal. And ultimately, you know, if you're not already diamond, you'll become diamond very quickly because you're helping other people do it. And that's what I find is that sometimes people get the mindset of, you know, I need a promotion to go out and work towards something. And the way that I've been able, at least in my career, and I've seen probably hundreds, but I couldn't tell you, at least dozens of people that have made the most of their money is when they personally were not in the promotion. They were able to go out and put all their effort into their team to get them a promotion, and ultimately your business ended up exploding. Because if you're just working for $10,000, that's great, that's $10,000. But what if you're working with 3 or 4 or 5 people for them to get $10,000, and all of that volume ultimately you're going to benefit from long-term in your check? You'll make 10 times that $10,000, and you'll continue to earn that. So we have a lot of promotions that go on. You have to take advantage of them and look and say, how do I take advantage of them? So I think the good bonus is a fantastic one. You know, the $99 promotion. You know, everybody that you're talking to, that $99 ends. It has an end date. You know, that's a promotion we've extended throughout the year because it's worked so well. But you can't take that stuff for granted. You have to say $99, you can start a multi-million-dollar business. Or maybe they're just looking to make an extra $300 to $500 a month. But for the same $99, you have this opportunity for $500 a month, $5,000 a month, or $500,000 a month. So there's a lot of promotions ongoing, the $99, the good bonus, and now the magazine, and there'll continue to be more promotions. But make sure, even if you feel that you're not part of a promotion, like maybe the good bonus, maybe you're already a diamond, use that to develop your diamonds on your team. And as Nikki will tell you, you make a lot more money than $10,000 by developing diamonds on your team through other ways throughout the compensation plan. So great question.
Thank you. All right. Does anybody else have a question for Mike? Nobody wants to utilize and ask a question?
What?
All right. Well, maybe we gave him too much to chomp on tonight. I don't know, but Mike, thank you so very much for being on the call. I really, really appreciate your time. I know that the team does too. Any time that we have an opportunity to listen to a leader in the industry, it is definitely an honor for us. So thank you again so much. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on. And now everybody, if they didn't already know, they've got an end date to a promotion, November 30th. Pick your category. Have your team pick their category. Focus on activities to get you in the category that you want and your team to get in the category that they want. And focus on no. Others that aren't willing to do it right now, your time is on those who will. So I appreciate you having me on. I'll go ahead and drop off. Have an awesome, awesome rest of the month of October. End strong, everybody.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, guys. Well, thank you guys for plugging in tonight. And so I just want you to think a little bit about the call tonight. Think about some of the topics. We did cover the goals, and we covered our why the last 2 weeks. And I do believe that that is the foundation for your business. I think that really is what creates the structure in your organization, and you need to wrap your brain around that. So I did open up last week on our Facebook pages. I shared openly what my top three goals were for the year and what they are for the month, too. And so I would really invite you all to go ahead and post your three monthly goals and post your three yearly goals. What that does is, again, is that you're setting it, you're seeing it, you're believing it, and then you can become that. But in addition to that, you can also hold yourself accountable with other people. Because I know that my leaders and the people that are in my organization, I know that they ask me, well, how close are you to your goal? Are you making that kind of money yet? Are you doing these type of things yet? Have you been able to go on a vacation? Whatever my goals were over the past couple years, people have checked with me, upline, downline, sidelines, and we hold each other accountable. And so we really need to put that on ourselves. And then remind yourself of what it is that you're working so hard for. And again, are you committed to this business? Is this something that you really, really want? Is there something specific that you're working for? Or are you interested in this business? Interested means that you do it when you feel like it. I'm interested in scrapbooking. I haven't scrapbooked in 2 years. I'm interested in it. I'll pick it up and do it again later down the road or when the time, you know, when it strikes my fancy. I'm not committed to it. I'm committed to my business because I understand the effects and the power of a residual income. And so I fully recognize the fact that whatever I do today lays that foundation for tomorrow and the next week and the next year. So think about that. It's really, really powerful. And again, like Mike said, $99, really we need to treat that $99 as a million-dollar organization because we do have millionaires in It Works Global. People that are clearing $1 million. We have our upline who's already done that this year. And so that is really exciting stuff. And it shows us that, again, it is possible for anybody. So go ahead, get those dreams down, get those goals down. Make sure you hold yourself accountable. And we're really excited for this promotion. You got to kick it out strong. We still have a week left for the Get More with More contest if you emailed us on that. And you know what? If you didn't shoot me an email, let's talk it over. But 5 qualified DTs in the month of October will earn you $120 from Chris and I. So that is a distributor that's on ADDV AutoShip and has 2 loyal customers. And then the Success From Home magazine, that is 10. You can get those 10 qualified distributors through the month of October and November, and that will get you in the magazine. And then, again, he also talked of if you're a diamond or above and you promote a rank, that will get you in the magazine. If you earn the good bonus, that will get you in the magazine. And top 20 money earners, that will get you in the magazine. So pick your pick your thing that's going to get you into the magazine. It's like my brain froze. So pick what you want to get in the magazine. And I would love to see that thrown on the goals and the why sheet on the Facebook page, too. So thank you guys so much for plugging in. We will see you next week, 9 o'clock, same place, same time. And make it a great week. Let me know what you need. Have a good night, everybody.